wisdom.
I'm Peter.
And I'm Felice.
Welcome to our travel podcast. We're specialist travel writers, and we've spent half a lifetime exploring every corner of the world.
So we want to share with you some of our extraordinary experiences and the amazing people we've met along the way.
This week, we're back in Bath, in the southwest of England. The city is famous in particular for its Roman baths, and in its Regency heyday, the supposedly curative waters attracted the cream of British society, and of course Jane Austen, who wrote so vividly about it in the early 1800s.
The Romans built the first bathhouse here in the 1st century AD, and a million gallons of the warm waters still bubble up each day. But for health reasons, the public can no longer swim in them. To find out more, you can listen to our episode called Everything You Want to Know About the Roman City of Bath, where we tell you a lot more about the city and the baths.
So some 2,000 years later, the fabled waters were re-harnessed in the magnificent Thermae Spa, located just a soap bar's throw away from the original. We caught up there with marketing executive Alison Stubbs.
This is an ingenious piece of architecture, a fusion of old and new that gives the impression of being almost timeless. Is it modelled on the old Roman baths?
No, it's a very modern building. As part of the construction of the building, we were actually commissioned by the Millennium Commission to create a building that looked not only to the past but also to the future. So we kind of respect the Roman history at Thermae, but it wasn't based on Roman baths.
But it's nevertheless a lovely-looking building. It's a mixture of the spirit of Bath and modern architecture as well.
Yes, yeah, it's a mix between the two. And that's all, what we've always tried to aim to be.
A mixture of glass and colonnades and just about everything.
Yes, yeah.
The Roman baths, people used to swim there. Was this a sort of replacement?
I wouldn't say it was a replacement. There was a building here that was called the Bow Street Baths. It was actually here before, and Bath has several other baths. We have the Cross Bath that was around, has been around for, gosh, we don't even know how many years. But this building was particularly for the people of Bath and being able to experience the natural thermal waters because they couldn't experience it at the Roman baths. And it was more to replace the Bow Street baths, really, which is where we're standing, pretty much.
When did this open?
It opened in 2006.
With a lot of delays, I seem to remember, weren't there?
Oh, there were a few, yes.
And who comes here?
Anybody can come here. Thermae is for anybody and everybody to come to.
You come by the hour, the day?
Yes, so we offer 2-hour spa sessions. So guests can come for 2 hours and enjoy the facilities. They can also add treatments on, or they can have a treatment package.
You don't have to be a member.
No, you don't.
So you have every nationality?
Yeah.
And how much does it cost?
So it costs £38 per person Monday to Friday, £43 per person Saturday and Sunday.
That's very reasonable.
Yeah, its price sounds good. So what do you get for more money? Just run us through the experience.
So for a 2-hour spa session, you would get access to all of our facilities. So that includes the Minerva bath on the bottom floor, the wellness suite that we're standing in, and the rooftop pool on the top floor. You get all of that for 2 hours.
Sounds pretty good. And then you can buy extra treatments, whatever.
Yes, you can, yeah.
And do you offer something special for Bath residents, don't you?
Yeah, we do. We offer a discount for Bath residents, as there was a decree by Queen Elizabeth I many, many years ago that the Bath waters should be for Bath people. So we now have a discount in place for Bath residents.
Is that a big discount?
It's 25% off.
That's pretty good, isn't it?
Let's go and explore.
Let's have a look around. So let's have a walk around.
So this first room here is the infrared room. So on the back panel, there are infrared panels. So if you sit in front of those panels, they will warm you up from the inside out. So there isn't actually any steam in this room, but it was designed to give you the same benefits as being in a steam room, but you don't have the warm, like, clingy heat. It's more of a dry heat in that space. So if you don't like a steam room, infrared is the way to go for.
And infrared is good for muscles, isn't it?
Yes, it is, yeah. So it's very nice if you've got any aches and pains.
Well, we'll definitely be in there later.
That's for sure.
Yeah. This next space over here is the Roman steam room. So on the back wall, we have a mosaic of the head of the Sulis Minerva, which is in the Roman baths. And the room was designed to kind of echo Roman architecture. And the room is scented with herbs and lavender that were prized by the Romans. So we thought it'd be a nice thing to include also. Another sense.
A Roman experience, you can imagine what it would have been like for them.
Yeah.
You certainly can.
Yeah. And then over here, we have the Georgian steam room. So this room has got images of a Georgian garden at Bowood House on the back walls. And this also echoes Georgian architecture, so slightly more classical. And this one is scented with tea rose to be a little bit more indulgent.
Is it a steam room?
Yes, this is a steam room, yes. So both of our steam rooms, they get to about 43 degrees. Around here we have the ice chamber. So this is the only experience in Thermae that's cold. Everything else we do is quite warm, so it's quite a nice difference between all of the warm experiences. You can actually hear the ice falling to the tray.
Do people get into it?
Oh, no, you can't get into this, but you can take a handful of the ice and you can rub it over your skin. It's great for exfoliation, but it's also great for cooling down after being so warm in the steam rooms. So it is kind of like the Romans, even though they had cold plunge pools. Unfortunately, we didn't really have the space for it here at Thermae. So this was kind of our tribute to that.
It's a real Roman experience.
It certainly is, yeah.
I'm looking forward to trying it.
And this is the final room in Wellness Suite, and this one is my personal favourite. It's a lesser-known fact that the planet Uranus was discovered in Bath by Caroline and William Herschel, and so this room is dedicated to them.
Little stars all over it. Stars in the ceiling, lights representing stars.
Nighttime.
Night, yeah. Must be very relaxing lying in here. Yeah. You lie on mosaic beds, and all around you, the walls are black with white lights in them, tiny little sparkling stars.
And there's a television that plays an audiovisual as well. It's of stars and of the universe.
Oh, very relaxing, yeah. Just have a nice sleep in here.
Yeah.
Going up the stairs, I think towards the roof. Quite a long way out. And then we're out on the roof, the most glorious warm pool, surrounded by magnificence of Georgian architecture. It's really quite a special sight. With azure waters, glass balcony, and views across Bath on what I have to say is the most glorious blue sky day. Very cold, but perfect blue sky.
Best view is from the far corner, where you can see the Abbey in the background. How warm is the pool?
So the waters are actually natural thermal waters. They come out of the ground in our cross bath at 45 degrees centigrade, and we cool them down to between 33.5 and 35.5 degrees. So throughout the year, our waters are nice and warm.
It's a bit of a dash to getting back inside, presumably, when you get out.
Yes, especially in cold British weather.
A day like today when it's very near freezing temperature, yes. But it is a lovely blue sky day.
So. Yes, yeah, it's a beautiful day. And you can see all of the steam coming off of the pools as well.
And how many people at a time, how many guests can you cater for?
So we normally take in about 700 to 800 guests a day.
That's quite a lot, yeah. And they come in on set to our trip.
Yeah, they do. So we welcome guests in every 15 minutes.
It doesn't get crowded, presumably, because there's so many different places.
Yeah, we try our best to make sure that Thermae isn't crowded and everyone has the best experience possible.
What time do you open? What are your opening hours?
So we open from 9 a.m. and we close at 9:30. The pools and the wellness suite will close at 9 o'clock, so you have half an hour to get dressed and ready to head off.
And is there a restaurant, anything like that?
We do have a cafe on the first floor, and that offers light snacks and drinks.
Good, let's head back inside again, I think. Nice to look, but it's a bit cold out here. Please just put your hand in, see how warm it is.
It's lovely, bath water temperature.
So we're going down the stairs. It's a bit like being in a modern medieval castle, if that's such a thing. With steep staircases, steep spiral staircases going down. So is Bath the only thermal spa, or are there others in Britain?
There aren't. We are the only day spa that has natural thermally hot waters in the whole of the UK. So we're the only site of thermal springs.
But your company owns other properties around?
Yes, yes, we do. So we have our sister properties include the Gainsborough Bath Spa in Bath, the Glass House in Edinburgh, Threadneedles in the Academy in London, and Monkey Island in Bray-on-Thames. So this is the Minerva Bath. This is on the lower ground floor, and this contains the same water as upstairs. So it's still the same natural thermally hot water as upstairs. And something I hadn't mentioned before upstairs was that these naturally thermally hot springs also contain over 42 minerals. So they're also very, very good for your skin.
Curative waters.
They used to be curative waters, and a lot of people over the years have suggested they've cured things like gout and dropsy and infertility, but these days we can't say that scientifically, so we just say that they're minerals.
And this is the same water that's in the Roman baths?
Yes, yes. We have in Bath, there are three springs. There's the King's Spring that feeds the Roman baths, there's the Cross Spring, which is in our Cross Bath, and then there's the Hetling Spring that feeds the Gainsborough Bath Spa.
And all about the same temperature?
Yes, yes, they are, yeah. I think there are marginally higher temperatures. I think the Roman baths, the King's Spring is slightly hotter than ours, but that's about it. We were creating Thermae. They actually found remains of a Roman road under here that led to, we guess, to the Roman bath complex.
But the bath complex that was here before, it was quite old, was it?
Yes, so the Roman baths was part of a massive complex that they had, the Romans created in Bath.
This was the Bow Street Baths until when?
Around the 1980s, when it closed its doors.
As it says on the wall here, the Bath waters fell as rain over 10,000 years ago and sank to a depth of 3 kilometres within the earth before naturally rising again, as they do all over Bath now.
We're going to look at the original baths that influence this, I think. How many treatment rooms do you have here?
26.
Treatment
rooms. 26
treatment rooms.
26
treatment rooms. That's a lot. Going outside now, going across the road to the Cross Bath, which is what the modern baths were founded upon. What do we have here then, Alison?
This is the Cross Bath. This contains our source of our thermal waters here. So you can actually touch the thermal waters. This is also the closest that we can possibly get to seeing the source of the waters, as the source in the source of our thermal waters is unknown. We did try and find it when we were building Thermae, but it was way too deep for us to find.
When the waters bubble up, are they treated before they are fit for human consumption, so to speak?
Yes, they are. So we do heavily treat the waters. They have a sand filtration process. We use a UV filtration process, and there is a tiny bit of chlorine in it, but that is to fit with the UK health and safety guidelines.
The actual water is a sort of murky colour, isn't it?
It can be. You can see there from the source that our waters can be quite clear. If you've seen the water in the Roman baths, it's mostly because the bath itself is not very clean. They clean it, I think, maybe a couple of times a year.
As much as they can.
Yes, and they get a lot of unwanted animals. But here at Thermae, we do treat the waters as much as we can.
It's lovely. It could be in a little corner of Italy. It's like very Roman. And all you can see are the beautiful old buildings all around you.
And in the centre there's this circular bath, and the waters, you can see the waters actually bubbling up as they are when they come out of the earth, before they're treated.
this space is a very ancient space. It's actually noted as a sacred worship site. So when we were renovating the cross bath, we actually dug underneath and we found not only Roman remains, but also Celtic remains. And we found some Celtic ill wishes that are now in Roman baths. So we don't actually know how long these waters have been used for, but we do believe that they could be linked to the legend of Prince Bladud and the discovery of Bath. So these waters are, they're very, very special to the city. So we do offer this for an hour and a half swim session every day, and we also do exclusive hire of this space for an hour and a half.
You have a party here.
Yes, yeah, you can have a celebration of up to 10 people in this space. I was told by the architect a few months ago, actually, of when they were doing renovations to the cross bath, that the waters are so strong underneath here that they actually, when they cut the water off to the bath to explore further, the building actually started moving. So they had to drill extra boreholes to try and divert the water because the whole building started to shift. And this building was built in the 1800s by Thomas Baldwin, and he actually built this building before he built the colonnade that's just out the front there. And so he actually built the facade on the north-facing side. So he built the facade on this side. So he decided to pick it up and shift it so that it fit with the rest of the look and feel of Bath.
So when you came to build Thermite, you actually chose this particular spot because of the cross bath, because the water comes up there.
Yes, yeah, it was always this part of Bath that was very central to the plans of Therme. And lots of Bath residents actually learned how to swim here.
So, yeah. Yes, I bet. What a wonderful way to learn to swim in such warm water.
Are you DM this morning?
Yeah. This is very easy. So Meg, you're the spa manageress.
Yeah? Yes.
And you're in charge of all the treatments?
All of the treatments and all the therapy.
So tell us about what treatments you have on offer. Yeah.
Okay, so we do mainly all holistic treatments. So we specialise more in like massage. I'd say body treatments are definitely our most popular here. And so we do lots of massages and such. But we also have body scrubs, mud wraps and longer treatments. So we do like 85-minute treatments. But we also do hot stones. Yeah.
And what's the most unusual treatment you have?
I would say lots of people come for the bamboo massage because some people haven't tried it anywhere else. So bamboo is definitely a popular one here.
What's that involve?
It's a deeper pressured massage, but they use warm bamboo sticks to get deeper into the tissue muscle, into the muscles. So helps break down the tension and things like that.
Do you have a signature treatment?
So the signature treatments we do here are Roman Trilogy. We also do one called Back to Nature, which is an 85-minute treatment as well. So they're slightly longer. The Roman Trilogy is a body scrub followed by a massage followed by a facial. So it's a really like top to toe, 3-in-1 ultimate indulgent treatment.
Sounds lovely. If you want a treatment, do you need to book the 2-hour spa session as well?
Yeah, you do. So you have to book a 2-hour spa session and then you can choose a treatment. You can do a spa package, which is slightly more reasonable in pricing. That also includes the 2-hour spa session. But with those, you have 2 massages that you have to choose from.
For people who want to book, where can they find out more about the spa?
So you can find out more on our website, which is thermebathspa.com. If you would like to book, you can contact our reservations team on 01225 331234.
We're now in the spa's cafe, and the view out of the window is of cobblestone streets and...
Yeah, you kind of expect to see Jane Austen walking by.
Because what we've been doing is the Regency or Victorian equivalent of taking the waters.
The same waters that are in the Roman baths, but here they are being a bit more hygienically cleansed.
And cooled, actually, because they would be too hot to get into comfortably.
Yeah, I think the waters come in at about 45 degrees and they chill it down to about 33 degrees, yeah, which is warm enough. I'd like it 35, but warm enough.
This is the only hot thermal water in Britain, and it has 42 different minerals in it, which is meant to be very good for your skin and, well, they would have said in the past, you know, very good for all sorts of ailments as well.
Above all else, it's a relaxing experience and a great way to spend a morning or an afternoon or evening. It's open, I think, until 9 o'clock at night, so it's quite possible to come here after at the end of the day?
After work or after a day of sightseeing.
So what do you think of the overall experience, Liz?
Well, I think the reason most people come here is for the rooftop pool, and that is really amazing. The views from it of Bath and the fields beyond, just spectacular. And I can imagine it was quite cold today, so getting in was fine because it's lovely and warm like a bath, but getting out is quite cold. It's April, so maybe a bit later in the year it will be much nicer getting out, but lovely when you're in. You just relax in the water looking at the view. My other favourite was the infrared sauna, which is great for muscle aches and pains. Like a normal sauna, but instead of hot coals, it's infrared lights all over the place that you can almost lean up against.
Yeah, I enjoyed the steam baths. I thought that was great. And I really like the indoor pool as well, which has got the same water bubbling up, but haven't got the outside air temperature, which doesn't kind of help. Personally, I would like everything just about a couple of degrees warmer than it is, but it's pretty good. It's pretty good warm bath temperature.
The indoor pool, Minerva Pool, has a hot tub in the middle of it and has a little waterfall, all nice and warm, and chairs to relax in round it. So you can bring a book and or a magazine or whatever and read.
Yeah, all in all, another wonderful bath experience.
That's all for now. If you've enjoyed the show, please visit our website, actionpacktravel.com, or you can subscribe on Apple, Spotify, Amazon, or any of the many podcast platforms. You can also find us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. We'd love you to sign up for our regular emails too, at peter@actionpacktravel.com. Until next week, stay safe.
And I am you.
And you are me.
It's just a crazy storm.